You need to try a MyPillow and see why customers call these pillows life-changing. Guaranteed to be the most comfortable pillow you'll ever own. For 50% off, go to MyPillow.com. Enter the promo code Chicago at checkout.
All right, we have to get to the task at hand here. And sitting in studio with us, as we mentioned, the folks from the Austin Special Chicago. And Ann, I'm going to allow you do the introductions here because you have this is very near and dear to your heart here.
It is. Thank you, Frank.
So who are we sitting in studio with?
We are sitting with the fabulous ladies of Austin Special, formerly called Westside Benchley Retarded Children's Aid Society. From left to right, I'm going to read them. We've got Denise Podowski, who's the runs the wonderful work center that this organization runs, and she's a Capricorn. We have Maricel Aben, also goes by Shell, a beautiful Scorpio who's been involved with the agency several decades now, Shell, right?
Yes, yeah. That's right.
Fantastic. And on the right, we have our beautiful Virgo, almost her birthday, Rebecca Larson, who oversees the residential side of it.
Okay, so let's talk about, now we introduce, ladies, thank you for coming in, we appreciate this. And the reason why Ann is hanging out and her husband Bill's here in the studio, Ann, is because what?
My brother has been a client of Austin for almost more than 30 years, and he's with us. Oh. I brought my painting of him.
Ann is holding up a awesome painting
of my watercolor.
Of watercolor
of my brother. I'm his guardian now. And I'm so grateful for Austin Special. Without them, our family could not do what needs to be done for my brother. He had special needs since his whole life. He's going to be 66 next year. He's in such good health and such good hands because of Austin Special. We're so grateful as a family. And I wanted to bring the story of Austin Special to listeners because I mentioned the sun just went into Virgo. This whole year, Jupiter's going to be in Virgo. That's the sign of service and social service. Jane Addams was a Virgo, the great Chicagoan, who started Hull House and all these great things to help the people of our culture who maybe can't help themselves. These ladies are the wonderful vessels who are carrying on that torch of social service and the service to others who need help in our culture.
And I'm sure a lot of our listeners can understand and appreciate this. If you're dealing with somebody in your family or you know somebody with special needs, the outreach and the help and the support in the community is everything.
It is.
And if you don't have that, life could be a very difficult go when you're in this situation. And ladies, before we jump into this, we do have to take a quick break, and we're going to learn all about the Austin Special Chicago group and what you ladies bring to the table with this. All right, so hang out, folks, and if you have any questions right now, 312-981-7200, we'll open up the phone lines. If you're dealing with somebody with special needs in the family or friends and you want to find out more information about how to get help, we're here to help you, right? But don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
It's not just home improvement. It's life improvement.
No, you're not alone.
The Frank Fontana Show.
Because I'm going to make this place your home.
Hey, folks, welcome back. Thanks for hanging out with me. Got a really special group in here today. We're talking to the folks from Austin Special Chicago. I'm here with Ann Nordhaus-Bike as well. As if you missed the front half of that, Ann's brother is... a gentleman with special needs has been at the Austin Special Home for how long, Ann?
More than 30 years.
More than 30 years. And they've taken fantastic care of him. What is exactly the Austin Special Home? What is it all about?
Well, first of all, thank you for having us.
Oh, you're welcome.
And then I can talk about Austin Special Chicago. It is a nonprofit social service agency. And if I can talk about our mission for a little bit, the mission of Austin Special is to meet the needs of individuals with intellectual disabilities, especially those with severe and profound developmental and intellectual disabilities. And we try to do that by providing training and education, and for some, a home, like Ann's brother. An integral part of our mission is to assist the individual's families in keeping them in the community. And of course, an important aspect of our mission is to promote dignity of human life.
Right. Now, what you guys do is super special, and I think it takes a special person. And we were talking off air about individually why you chose this profession. It's a challenging profession. Rebecca, why don't we start with you, right? Mm-hmm. Did I say your name correct? Yeah, Rebecca.
You did.
All right, so why did you get into this field?
Initially, I really wanted to live with my grandmother for a summer during college, so I did, and I needed a job. And I was going to school for social work, and some of my relatives worked at a group home for adults with disabilities, so I did that just for a job, but I fell in love with it and really appreciated the warm welcome of individuals there and opportunities to connect with them, and their sort of unconditional acceptance of people was a beautiful thing.
Yeah, and one of you mentioned the word compassion before. It seems like that has to be something that's, you know, in your heart to do something like this.
It is. In a job like this, it is an essential part of your being. You know, and when I interview applicants for the job, I always mention it. Because without compassion, it's a difficult job for people.
Right, because you could be a caretaker, but when you're dealing with somebody with special needs who really needs, you know, the right attention and the right amount of nurturing, I mean, you got to be somebody really special. And I commend you ladies for doing what you do. You know, it's not an easy thing. And Anne can't speak enough about, you know, how fantastic you all are.
Absolutely.
Thank you.
Thank you. Something that's really critical to our work and doing our work well is the support of families and guardians. So we're deeply grateful too for Anne and Bill and people who support our clients.
Now, if there's folks out there listening who have a family member with special needs, how can they contact you guys? Is there a website or phone number that they can call? Or if you want to call in now, folks, 312-981-7200. If you want to speak to any of the ladies here in studio, if you have any questions about it, and you've been thinking about maybe bringing it to a loved one to a home like this, this might be a great opportunity to kind of test the waters and field what's going on, you know, out there.
We do have a website. It's www.austinspecial.org. That's AustinSpecial.org. It's the website is very easy to navigate, and we do have segments without leaving your homes. You can take a tour of our agency. We have a video segment showing and talking about the developmental training program. There's a segment showing the art program, and there's also a segment showing the residential program.
And you guys are funded by, is it state organizations?
Yes, we are licensed and funded by the Illinois Department of Human Services. Most of our funding comes from the state, but we also receive support from the philanthropic community, such as foundations, charitable organizations, private individuals.
So anybody listening right now who felt compassion at this moment and wanted to help out in any way, they could be a part of the process and donate if they want to, right?
Definitely, and they are very welcome to do so.
Yeah, folks, so it doesn't have to be $1 million, doesn't have to be 100. Anything, I'm sure, will be helpful to keep the cause going, right?
We welcome any contribution.
And there's a very fun fundraiser coming up next month, too. Well, Day at the Races.
Night at the
Races.
Night at the Races.
Yeah, yeah.
So what is it? You get to go and bet on horses and whoever you
do. Yes,
the winnings get to go to the Austin Special?
It's a fundraiser, so the tickets will benefit the organization. And, yeah, there's a dinner included. And, yeah, you can bet on the races. It's one of the local racetracks.
Sweet.
Yeah. Maybe one of you ladies has better details. So
maybe we can get, like, Vinny from the south side and put a fix on the horses.
Coming up in, I think, 3 weeks. It will be at the Maywood Park Racetrack on September 11th.
It's a Friday night.
Friday night. And you can buy tickets by calling our office at 773-282-9992. Or email us at info@austinspecial.org.
How about volunteers? Are you guys still looking for volunteers?
We usually use volunteers for our fundraisers.
So for something like this,
yes,
might
and
be
then,
a good
and
call.
Then in September, we also work with the Knights of Columbus for the Tootsie Roll Drive. And so that's a good venue.
What's
for,
the Tootsie Roll Drive?
Well, like the Knights of Columbus, they solicit, and if you make a donation, they give you a Tootsie Roll. So, you know, we do that. We have our clients go out in the community with staff supervision and help to, you know, get contributions and funds from, you know, people. We used to come downtown on Michigan Avenue on a Saturday morning, and we would have our people, you know, in front of the water tower and down by the Walgreens and, you know, just asking for donations. And, you know, they just loved coming out. You know, they enjoyed being downtown in the city. I think it gave them a sense of independence, and yet it also gave them the opportunity to help. You know, that this is their program and they want to be part of it and contribute as well. So
awesome.
We do have fundraisers throughout the year. Like in January, beginning of the year, tickets for the cash raffle go on sale. The drawing is held in May. And also in May, we have our biggest fundraiser, the annual pancake breakfast.
Oh, the best pancakes. Oh, my goodness.
Really, I love some pancakes.
And then in August, the annual walkathon, where we take pledges as well as sponsorships from local businesses. And then in September, like Denise said, we affiliate with the Knights of Columbus to raise funds for the Tootsie Roll Drive. And we hold the client dance in October. And closer to the last quarter of the year, we produce and sell the Austin Special Art Calendar that features our own clients' artwork. Mm-hmm. And somewhere in between, we do a pizza sale, a bowling night, and a night at the races.
So you guys have your own little social calendar. Yes. That's awesome. Keeps
we
you busy.
We used to joke that Peter goes out more than we do.
Right. That's great. Let me ask you a question. If for somebody listening at home that is, you know, living with somebody with special needs, maybe he's on the fence of whether they need, you know, further support, two things. What words can you give them to help them through it, as well as let them know maybe it is time that somebody needs to step in and help support them?
Well, I think it's important that, you know, that they are in contact with different agencies or services that have all this information and resource. You know, at the DAY program, which is the DT program for Austin Special, we have a social worker on staff who works with our population that are enrolled in the program, but also works with other families that may have been referred through somebody else or a friend of Austin, and would, you know, help them in, you know, sending to the right source that they need to get funding established, to come take a tour of the Work Center program, and get them, you know, as much assistance that we can get them so that they can eventually maybe be enrolled into the DAY program.
And I got to imagine it's going to be a really difficult decision, you know, to say, you know, I've been caring for my loved one. And you went through it, I'm sure,
yeah.
You know.
Mm-hmm.
It's that moment when you have to say, okay, I think we're beyond what we can do.
It took my parents years to reach the point where it was time. It's so difficult on families, but it was mm-hmm. best decision they made. There are 7 children in my family.
Wow.
And can you imagine the resources for one child who had such deep needs? And they tried many solutions. One of the hardest things was my brother will be 66 next month. When he was born, there was pretty much literally nothing. So it's so much better now. And I would say, even if folks think, my goodness, he only responds to me or she's only comfortable around me, I've seen miracles of young folks or older folks when they now move into a more residential setting and they're around other folks with special needs. They can really blossom in a different way, and they can get services and help that is just so difficult. It's just so crushingly hard and exhausting on families, especially if there are other children or other stresses on the family. I would encourage anyone to think seriously about getting assistance of some kind, or at least a DAY program. Mm-hmm. You know?
Sure. This is all great information, ladies, and we do have a lot of, you know, these calls coming in, and unfortunately we're running out of time. We have some texts coming in. I do think it's important to read one text, and I'm just curious on your response to this. Well, one briefly mentioned something about state funding. Are you guys in jeopardy of state funding issues?
Yes.
Yes. Right. Yes. Now I think the public is aware that that there's no state budget passed as of this day, and I think social service is anticipating cuts. So it's really very important. It's a very essential part of our budget. You know, to have support from the community, from private donors.
So speak up, folks. Let them know that you want a program like this. And then real quickly, because then we have to go after this, I want to read this whole text. Is there a way to not make it seem so hard? This is coming in from the 847. To support those who are different. You focus on compassion, but it makes it appear that no one wants to work with our family members who are different. Only those special and gifted. What about creating a community that embraces folks who have different abilities? We should all want to live near these people and be together. Your guest thoughts? Anybody want to take that?
I think Austin Special, you know, the agency is a, you know, a community-based program. You know, it started by a group of parents back in the 50s that saw the need and wanted more for their children. And so they developed the Austin Special program, started as a school. And as they saw that their children were getting older and needing more care and assistance, that as they grew older, who would care for them? And so they developed the developmental training program, which offers, you know, vocational, social, academic skills. And then, you know, here they're living beyond what was expected at that time. And then we developed the residential program. And allowing them to live in the community, to have a more home base type program and services. And, you know, I think our agency, you know, looks at the individual and what they need to become better for themselves.
Right.
One of the great things Austin does, Frank, is to bring the clients out into the community. And, you know, Bill and I see my brother. We take him out to a Burger King or someplace like that. So he is visible.
Right.
And years ago, they were put in places where they weren't visible to the larger public. Sure. So I think some of that has changed so much in the last
generation.
It's a
process. I mean, it's a process.
Yeah.
Well, ladies, thank you so much for coming in. It's such a great cause. Honored to have you here and be able to give you a platform to talk about this. And we'll have you back in, check in a couple months on you guys. And once again, the website, let's give that out real quick.
It's www.austinspecial.org.
All right, folks, there you have it. All right, coming up next, we're speaking to the guys from Joe Ride Bicycles. Really interesting cause on this as well, so stick around.